Students at Hayes High have hit the ground running for the academic year. Principal Sean Henderson stops by to give us an update on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We have several new teachers that have joined us this year, and it's always exciting to see the energy that they bring and also to watch our people that are already part of our team, welcome them in and make them feel like they are part of this great thing that is Hayes High.
Love that. You know, it's got to bring in a new energy and a new kind of feeling when you have instructors and at the beginning of the year and like new ideas and the collaboration and all that probably just, to me, seems like it would be, like a fun way to kind of kick off the year and move on into 2022-23 academic school year.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. I mean, as an educator, there is nothing more exciting than the beginning of the year, right? I mean, get your new backpack, pick out a first day outfit, and come in, and all those connections that are made. You know, our theme this year was engage, and it was fun to watch that happen, to watch our people engage with the students and vice versa. We even had open house on Monday evening, and to get to have all of our clubs and sponsors out and to have parents come in and see our school, it's really neat.
Yeah, and some exciting stuff going on in the district just in general, but we want to talk a little bit about this enrollment up as well. Mm-hmm. And you've got that new school coming here in the next few years. It's probably going to be like, oh my gosh, I want in there now. Right.
Yeah. I think patience is going to be a real thing, but I'll tell you what, we have a great design team, construction team, the district. We continue to meet and talk about what this vision for the future looks like. So it's kind of fun because we have feet on both, you know, on both ground here. We are in the current school with the current people, and we are doing all that we can, but we're also getting to plan for this new exciting thing that is on the horizon. And just knowing what impact that will make on not only our school, but the whole community is really exciting.
Yeah. With this increase in enrollment, is it, are you guys like at capacity, or you still got a little room for them to get around okay?
We definitely can feel the students, the extra people that we had last year. You know, we're up over 950 now, and we ended the year at about 888 last year. So we definitely have more students.
Wow, yeah.
And we have some teachers sharing some spaces as well. And obviously, but at the same time, it creates some new collaboration. You mentioned it earlier, and some of our new people are in those collaborative spots. And so it's been fun watching that happen. And actually, as we plan for the new high school, that collaboration and teacher spaces and how people work together to impact student learning, that's really where we're headed. So we're getting there already. So
love that. So what kind of stuff you guys, you know, and I know you got to get into the academics of it all, but what kind of stuff goes on in the first part of the year to kind of ease into the rest of it?
There's not much easing at the high school. that's okay though. That's the energy that we like. And, you know, it's so fun to walk down the halls and see the students dressed up. You know, today we have soccer, and we've got tennis that's in town, and we have the volleyball team that's on the road. We have cross country that's on the road this morning. So we've already got hundreds of kids that are out, you know, doing their thing just today. And that's a random day in the fall. It doesn't feel like fall, by the way. One day we might get some fall weather.
Right. But,
and that's, you know, and then Friday Night Lights tomorrow, highlighting, you know, it's never just about football. It's all of the things. It's the community. It's the brand new band uniforms, which we debuted last week, which was really cool. And the cheerleaders and the dancers. And I mean, it's everyone. And there's just nothing like it, actually. We love that Friday Night Lights. So yeah, we just have a lot of activities up and running, and we've had a lot of success with our groups, and it's fun to watch them thrive. And so that's really exciting.
Very cool. Very cool. Anything on the academic side this year that's kind of out of the usual, or is it just business is normal there?
Yeah, it's business is normal, but you know, one of the things that we're really proud of right now is our CTE and Pathways. Pathways in the state of Kansas is a conversation about how do you get students out and into internships and turning their academics from school into future opportunities, both at the post-secondary and, you know, training level. And so we have a lot of those partnerships, and we're, you know, growing those partnerships all the time. But, you know, like right now we have 97 students that are leaving our building that are in an internship. So when you see someone walking, a high school student like this morning said good morning to one that was wearing scrubs walking in, because there's going to come a point in the day today that they're headed over to the hospital. That's really, really neat for our students. And it's something that we want to build upon all the time.
Yeah, I like that. You know, and one of the things, not at all to get political here, but one of the things that came out of the student loan proposal out of President Biden's office is well, how did we get in this mess? And we need to fix that. And you know what? Over the last few years, what I've seen, especially locally here, is there has been an effort to, and not to dismiss or discount college education, but to right track those students and get them in the career fields that they want to be in, and not necessarily skip college if that's the way they want to go, but get them into a program or an internship or some sort of post-secondary or post-high school training that gets them where they need to be without incurring a whole lot of debt and wasting a lot of time and things like that.
Right. And I think, but the impetus for that has to start with what's best for this kid.
Mm-hmm.
What's their story? Where are they headed? And how do we get them where we're going? For some of those students, it's absolutely college and they should do that. For some of our students, they have a lot of skills and a skill set that communities need, and it could be in all kinds of things. And that's why, you know, with NCK Tech and Fort Hays and our other partners, we are looking at the student and their story and how we can support them in that. And then as the community realizes, you know, we have these partnerships, we hope to expand that so that our students have those opportunities to say, this is what I think I want to do. But when they go out and have those experiences, they're like, yes, it's really what I want, or no, it's not. And then they can be very intentional with their parents as to what training they need. And I feel like even in the new high school, when we're looking at the plans and talking, those CTE programs, those are going to be prevalent. They're going to be seen, and kids are going to watch what other students are doing. And CT is for everyone. And that's really, that's something that we're proud of and that we just continue to bolster in our school.
Yeah, I love that. And I would imagine, too, it probably helps in the effort to keep some of these students out here in Western Kansas, whether it be Hays or whatever town you're listening to us in. There's that brain drain that we hear about all the time and those folks going elsewhere. And I think if we can train them to do the jobs that we need here, we're more likely to retain them.
Yeah, and some of it is just letting them know what the jobs are. Mm-hmm. You know, we often hear, well, we're training kids for jobs that don't exist yet. That's 100% true. But I think some of that is being a responsive community to say, we do have young people that have all of these skills and this opportunity. How do we create it to where they feel welcome to insert themselves into what we have? And I think that's, again, a partnership between the school, the community, the institutions that support us. And we're having those conversations, and it's fun. I mean, especially if you start to talk about it in terms of the scope of a new building and how the new building can assist that, then it's, you know, and I'm a creative person. So to me, those are fun conversations. So.
Absolutely. Well, Sean, we've got just about a minute or so left, and we've got to talk about this. Homecoming right around the corner, right?
Yep. It is coming up soon. It'll be October 3rd through the 7th. You know, we have two new Stucco sponsors, Luke Lundmark and Alan Neal, and they've just done a great job. I mean, I think we have literally 193 students on the docket for Stucco. That's
wow.
How many students are involved. And so I feel like that student engagement and that level of school pride is really up and the morale is up. And so I just imagine this homecoming to be really great.